ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
If you are crying, you must be seen. Otherwise, you hit your head against a wall. So there is already a problem. So it's not the crying that will resolve it. It is in the release of the power of God into that situation. So, principle for effective prayers. That's the digit I was talking about. If you go into the interior, when people want to ask you for your phone number, you say, can I have your digit? A phone in digit. You know, there are assurances to this digit. Jesus gave us that assurance. In Matthew chapter 7, let's look at the assurance first. Assurance. Matthew 7, verses 7 to 12. Matthew 7. Verses 7 to 12, he said, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened. You know, that's, prayer is work. Prayer is not a yoke. That's why sometimes you call it push. You pray until something happens. That's still not the end. You pray to maintain it. You pray to sustain it. You pray to finish strong on it. Because even for the Lord Jesus, the Bible says that the devil just departed for a season. And what does the devil, what does he do? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's powerless today, but he still has that ability to distract you from Jesus. And that's why, and that's the nature of the devil, subtlety. So he gives you what is it called? This thing is in science. It's called, it is not shadow now. Upper what? Apparatchi. Aperture. He distorted. I don't know if this has happened to you. Sometimes you are looking at an object. After some time of continuous grace, it's as if the object is divided. No. Our own looking. We look with light. He said, let us look into the perfect law of liberty and continue daring, not being a forgetful hearer of this word, but a doer. He said, this doer of the word, James 1. So it's doer of the work. Continue with Jesus is regarded as W-O-R-K, work. Doer of the work. We look into the perfect law of liberty and continue daring. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. God is a faithful God. So we gaze at his faithfulness. And the Bible talks about when we gaze, we are changed. We are changed from glory to glory. When we gaze, we have what we call the spirit of faith. Faith as a spirit. That spirit, inside that spirit, there is courage. What do you need courage for? It's when there is opportunity to fear. So through courage, you are able to break through it. Hey, lesser light doesn't look at the sparks that is coming from the steel. There is a law of focus because that is the law that breaks through the steel. It's not that we pray 1 minute and the other minute we confess unbelief. So Jesus said, for everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who seeks will find. And to him who knocks, it will be open. He said, what a man that is among you, who his son asks for bread, and we give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will give him a serpent? If men who are evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more? I love that. No matter how good we are as human beings to take care of our children, to nurture them, to bring them up. He said, how much more? How much more? How much more will our heavenly Father who is in heaven give good things? There is a condition. He said, to those who ask him. There's one translation that says, to those who dare to ask him. In somewhere, I think one message rendering, when he said, ask and you shall receive, ask of me. He said, in a message rendering, in that verse of scripture, he said, ask for the moon. And someone has done that before. Joshua did that. Because there is a work to be done. So, everything depends on what we can dare to ask God. What we can dare to ask him. Said, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, it's a principle. Whatever you want men to do to you, also do to them. For this is the law and the prophet. We will get into that. Because sometimes, one of the hindrances to prayer is selfishness. Where we put focus on ourselves and on ourselves alone. Praise God. I said, praise God. Can we do? Okay. Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse. It's not Tom and Jerry situation. It's not hide and seek game we are in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You, at least, you are decent to your own children. So don't you think that God, who has conceived you in his love, will be even better? Here is a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. Had God's law and prophets, and this is what you will get. Believe the Lord your God, believe also his prophet, which still talks about the word of the Lord, whether it's minor or major or intermediary, the word of the Lord from Genesis to Revelation, you must believe it. And that is where our prosperity is. He said, believe his prophet, you shall prosper. That is where our prosperity is tied. We believe God, we are established. We believe those all the promises of God, which are yes and amen, Christ Jesus, will prosper from him. So the Apostle James also strengthened this principle in James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. James chapter 5. These are just practical. It's applicable to our life today. In this service today, is anyone suffering? What did he ask us to do? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Because sometimes when you say, oh, I don't have any prayer points. So you are cheerful. But hey, let him sing psalms. Is anyone among us sick? Let him call for the elders. The elder means those who understand their spiritual authority. So your neighbor this morning is your elder. It can be your elder around you. He said, let them pray. And I'm so glad. Whether we are afflicted, whether we are sick, whether we are merry, the basic underlying thing we should do is to pray. Not to complain. Not to look for pity party. Not to look. I mean, have that attitude that people are asking you, so what is wrong with you? So after they ask you and they say, what is wrong with you? What is the response from any reasonable human being? Well, or if that person understands Christianese language, it is well. So is it is well that you are looking for? So let them pray, anointing them. Well, fine, if that is going to help their faith. But hey, the emphasis, next one, 15, 16. He said the prayer, I want you to just look at those words there. The prayer is not the prayer of the faith. It's the prayer that we save. He said, when that prayer, when power is released, he said, the Lord will raise that person up. And even if he has committed anything, that's the power in prayer. He said, those sins shall be forgiven. And so we can join hands. That's why he said, confess your trespasses to one another and do what again? Pray. Pray. You have access to other people's information. Don't share it. Don't do the FM and be broadcasting their issues all over the place. Instead, pray. And sometimes believers, they use gossip. Eh? They use prayer as a cover for gossip. Say, have you heard? Ah, we need to pray. Oh. And then the other person, and because they know how to perfect such thing, we need to pray. Oh, about what? Ah, I said, we need to pray. Oh. Is that, say, what is it? And the other person, you know, that's how my mind works. It's also, what is the hot thing we need to pray for? I said, we need to pray. Oh. And then you hear things like, this thing I want to tell you, let it be a secret. Oh. It is gossip. Anything that you are telling another person and you say, let it be a secret, it is more, it's gossip. Because that person that you are telling also has a best friend who or she will also tell as a secret. And that other friend also has another friend who they tell their secret to. So at the end of the day, every one of us would have heard. And it will still remain what? But hey, because there is something prayer does, the effective, fervent prayer of someone who understands their positioning in God, that's a righteous person, avails much. Can you give us this particular verse in the Amplified Translation, please? No, not from the top. No, from... Is anyone among you suffering? Look at how this one rendered it. He said it must do what? He must. He must. He's not conditional. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. So, in other words, if you are just still experiencing small, to prevent the many, you have to pray. He must pray. Is anyone joyful? He must sing praises to God. Is anyone among you sick? He must call for elders. Can you see? Spiritual leaders, those who have understanding. That they may pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, because he's so weak. His faith is weak at that time. But, hey, the power is not in the oil. That's, we need to get that. Because sometimes people say to me, I say, pray with me. About what? And they say, please, are you not going to anoint me? I say, I don't have oil. I'm not Babalawo. I'm not carrying oil around. You know, but it's Babalawo who always have all these charms all over them. I'm not. He said, and the prayer of state will restore the one who is sick. Not just physical sickness, but hey, the one who is overturned, who is sad, the one who has issue, who is not happy. And the Lord will raise him up. And if you have committed anything, he will be forgiven. Verse 16. Therefore, confess your sin to one another, your four steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. Look at it. The heartfelt, and what? Persistent prayer of a righteous man. Can you see who a righteous man is? A believer can accomplish much when we put into action and made effective by God. When that power is released, the Bible describes it. It is dynamic and can have what? Tremendous power. Look at the example in the next verse. Elijah, so he puts it in context so that you and I can substitute our names. was a man with a nature like ours. So we are faced with fear. We are faced with doubt. We are faced with unbelief. We are faced sometimes with physical, mental, or spiritual limitations and shortcomings. But this man, instead of focusing on that, he did what? He prayed. He prayed because there is something prayer does. It makes tremendous power available. He said he prayed intensively for it not to rain, and it did not rain on the heart for 3 years and 6 months. That's not the end. Then he prayed again. And what? The sky opened and the land produced its crops as usual. So when we pray, we are making tremendous power available. It's dynamic in its working. It can be reproduced. The same principle. So what are the principles? 5 as I close or as we go into push. Number 1, understand that it is only the prayers of the righteous through the blood of Christ that guarantees answers in prayers. Everyone prays. Arm robber prays. Yahoo boys pray. Olosho girls pray. Olosho, whatever. I don't patronize them, so, but I know. They pray. They have charms all over them so that they can be successful in their trade, so that somebody does not use them for sacrifice. Praise God. But prayer is conversation between God and the new creature. The prayer a non-believer will pray is just one prayer. That God will save me. That the mercy of the Lord will keep me till I get saved. You say, how do I know that? Proverbs 15 verse 8. Proverbs 15 verse 8. So I think I won't. It said the sacrifice of the wicked is what? So it's not everyone who prays that God answers. But he said the prayer of the upright is what? It's the light. So 1 John 5, 14, 15 says, we have a confidence when you and I pray. So the first principle, the first digit, is that you must understand that it is only the prayers of the believer. And that's why we can't afford to be selfish. That's why we must pray. And because this happens a lot. Pray for Nigeria, the voice, the tempo is low. Pray for visa and favor this week, the tempo is high. Pray for financial breakthrough, people are all over the place. Pray that your enemy will not hinder your blessing. People are all over the place. But pray that souls will be saved. Everybody is looking. So there is a confidence that comes that when we ask anything, but it must be what? According to his will. So it simply suggests God does not technically answer your prayer. He answers his own prayer. And that takes me to the second digit, which is, prayer must be made for you to get result. Prayer must be made in line with God's will, which is his word. It must be made. That's why I said build your persuasion. You have an idea, it's running hot in your heart, and then you can readily navigate through it. When you pray, you are brooding on it. Like a hen, we brood over the heads to give it the necessary temperature for hatching. In Isaiah chapter 41, verses 21 and 22, let's read what it says here. Isaiah 41, it said, present your case, says the Lord. We can't afford not to engage the supernatural because you must have case. Even in the natural court, you have prosecutor and defense. Is that what it's called? My learned friend, please forgive me. Hey, there must be, for justice to be done, there must be a presentation. So God, the heaven and the heart, the owner. He says, present your case, says the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, says the king of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what will happen. Let them show that the former things what they were. So when we pray, the situation was like this. When we engage God in the place of prayer, the situation changes. So we don't pray for the sake of praying over the situation. We pray because we want to see change. So we pray according, in line with God's will. Isaiah 44 verses 25 to 26. Isaiah 44, 25 to 26. It's still the same thing. I said 24. 25 and 26, yes. God is the one who frustrates the signs of the babbler and drives the diviners mad. He turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness. Verse 26. He said, who confirms the word of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers? Who says to Jerusalem, you shall? Because that's what we do in prayer. We pray to establish the will of God in that situation. That's why we use war. We make decree in the place of prayer. We affirm what God has said in his word. So prayer must be made in line with God's will. Third digit, we must use the name of Jesus as our power of attorney. We must use the name of Jesus as our power of attorney. If you've been coming to prayer school, I've emphasized this. You don't end your prayer by saying, Father, we thank you for Jesus' sake, for Christ's sake. No. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, in the power that the Holy Spirit supplies. That's the protocol. Bless this, O Lord, for Christ's sake. It's not Christ who wants to eat the food. It's you. It's me. So you pray using the power of attorney. That name carries weight. In John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14, you can write some of these scriptures down. John 14, 12 to 14. John 14, 12 to 14. It said, most assuredly. Can we read it in the Amplified Translation? Thank you, sir. He said, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, anyone who believes in me as Savior will also do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than this. We haven't even done the work of Jesus in the place of prayer. In essence and outreach, because I am going to the Father. Verse 13 and 14. Said, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Because why? We are his representative. And this I will do so that the Father may be glorified and celebrated in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, not in my sake. So, the third digit, thought you must pray in the name of Jesus. Because there is power that surrounds that name. Paul wrote it in Philippians. If you read from verse 5, Philippians 2, 5 to 11, it talks about, let this mind, which was in Christ Jesus, also be in you. And then he helped us to understand where his name. That's why we can access heaven. That's why we can take charge of things here on earth. That's why we can also talk to the things under the earth. Because we have been given a name that is above every other name. And at the mention of that name, every knee, and the authority is established of things in heaven, of things here on earth. And every tongue confess. In Mark chapter 16 verse 17, he said, in my name, you will cast out demons. In my name. In my name. The sons of Sceva, they said, in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. And those demons responded to them. Wait, Paul. Every day. Twally. But hey, give us your CV. They said they are the sons of Sceva. And the Bible says they were beaten. They were not only beaten, but there was evidence that they were beaten. They were torn. They turned them into naked beings. and then they flog them into the street. In his name. Power of heartening. If the vice president of Nigeria is here to represent the president, every honor, respect, protocol, and authority that we will accord the president is what we will give to the vice president. So we have the power of attorney to use in it. The fourth is our prayer must be made in faith. We must make our prayers in faith. Understand, one, only the prayers of the righteous through the blood of Jesus that guarantees answers. Secondly, that prayer must be made in line with God's will, which is his word. Thirdly, we must learn to use the name of Jesus as our power of atoning. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. Then our prayer must be made in faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, he who comes to God must believe that he is. He is. It's not if. Lord, if you want to answer me. Mm-mm. You're already jettisoning your prayer. It's not if. It's not conditional. You must believe that God is. And then, not only that, that's just one level. He is also a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You can write additional scripture to that. Our prayer must be made even. Mark 11, 23, 24. If you say to the mountain and you do not doubt in your heart, that's when things happen. You do not doubt in your heart. And then last digit, prayer must be made in persistence. You must made it. You must be persistent with your prayer. You must. Some people don't pray until they get to church, just like they don't open their Bible until they get to church. You can't do paraprint. Is that messing? Every Sunday meeting. You can't do that. You can't out busy God. You must. The word of God is your life. That's your territory. That is, you are not ordinary being. You are not 9-to-5 being. You are a supernatural being. There is an atmosphere that must be created around your life. And those are the distractions that I'm talking about. The devil will never allow you. I've tried it personally over and over again. You watch 90 minutes movie, you watch another movie, but hey, engage in Bible reading or prayer 10 minutes after your story. Because why? Hey, when you engage, your spirit man is at work. When you are watching those things and all that, some of us, is even football. After 90 minutes, they play another 15, and then they go into penalty. So sometimes a match may be 2.5 hours. But pick the Bible. Pick one verse. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and the light to my path. Lamp to my feet. Light. Hey, God understands. We continue tomorrow. You don't sleep over your mat. You don't sleep over movies. So that means these things are spiritual work. And sometimes you want to pray. As you want to pray, I don't know whether it's the devil who's just sponsor people. A call comes in. And that's the end of prayer. Because somebody, a word spoken wrongly, can just destabilize you. And then you are dwelling on it. And then in that place of prayer, you are already hissing. So you just say, I'm supposed to be praying. Let me even cuckoo get up and go and sort out this thing. That's not the time to get up. It's the time to speak. Your spirit must be, there must not be any bad news. You must not be beaten by the mosquitoes of life. Otherwise, if you are beaten and you don't take care of it, you are grounded for days. And to restore you is malaria drug. I mean, how many of us are sick and you can still pray? Because your bodies are weak, your thing. What you do when you are sick is that you are chewing the cord out of that deposit that you have. That's what you are speaking. And when you are sick, you are actually speaking, which is another part of praying. just need to get this out of the way for today. Effective fervent. Principle of effective prayer. Prayer must be made. Prayer must be made. In Genesis 32, verses 24 to 28, you read it. It was an experience of one man, Jacob. Very smart guy. He knew Esau was at the other side. He knew his life is over. So what did he do? In his own wittiness, in his own wisdom, he divided all that he had into three places. He said, one should go this side. Very crafty guy. You know, smart, streetwise. The other one should go this side. Peradventure, Esau, but he's also very selfish. If Esau shows this way, if he wipes those one, at least I still have these two. You know, a lot of the time we do calculations like that. So this way, if the coach shows up, okay, even he's not considering himself. So it's this way and this way. So he now stayed in the middle because the Bible says Esau actually showed up where he was. It was after Esau greeted him and all that, that he now said, this part, and they joined to restore. But hey, he did something. In that Genesis 32, verse 20, he was left alone. And then, that smartness still didn't, he didn't receive spiritual wisdom. So, he wrestled. A type, a theographic appearance of the Lord, he wrestled with an angel all night. And then, if he wrestled to the point that he wanted to wrestle the angel down to fit it to his own plan. Oh God, this smartness. And you just touched his side. You know, at that point, when you are dislocated here, there is no running. There is no running. So, he actually was leaning. So, until we all come to that level, if you are still very outmouthing God, and that was the beginning. So, when he eventually met Esau, and that's what he said. He said, when a man's way pleases God, he makes even his enemy. So Esau does not have anything because he had another atmosphere around his life. Esau, instead of killing him, like he had promised, because they departed on that note, the next time I set my hands on you, you are gone. So instead of killing him, he made peace with him. There are many things that will make peace with us in 2020. But we must learn to engage this treasure, play into this area of our strength. What are hindrances to prayer? I will just mention it. There are hindrances. Number one, habitual practice of sin. Psalm 68:6, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Habitual practice of sin, it dulls your sense of righteousness. The reason why many people don't pray is that they feel condemned, that they don't have anything to say to God. Secondly, disobedience. Disobedience. God gives consistent instructions. People don't obey, and so they are afraid to hear the next instruction. Proverbs 28:13, if he who covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them shall obtain mercy. Habitual practice of sin, disobedience. Thirdly, unforgiveness. Mark 11:25-26. Mark 11. So when you don't get result, please check it. Do a litmus test with all these hindrances and see whether any of it has found an inroad into your life. Unforgiveness. Mark 11:25-26. The next one is unbelief. Hebrews 11:6. Unbelief. If you will come to God, if he's your only source, you must believe that he is. It means he's not a God of the dead. He's a God of the present. He is. And then he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Another hindrance, the fifth one, selfishness. A whole lot of the James 4:3. A whole lot of the times, if you don't get answer, check the content of your prayer. Is it just focus on yourself? He said, you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss. What is the number one thing in the heart of God? Salvation of souls. Salvation of souls. In your prayer content, do you pray, daily pray for people to get saved? I need to add that to our prayer list. Do you pray for the salvation of our city? Do you pray for the salvation of our school kids? You need to add that to your prayer request list. Selfishness. Or is our content all about us? The next one, pride or self-dependence. Pride or self-dependence. Luke chapter 18, verses 10 to 14 was a conversation between that persistent woman. And he said, well, even though you do not regard God, you do not regard men. That's what the description of that judge. He said, but because you come to me without shifting, he said, I will give justice. So pride and self-dependence can be an hindrance. The last one, seventh one, dishonoring your spouse. 1 Peter 3, 7. He said, when we do that, he said, our prayers can be hindered. So, hindrances to effective prayer, habitual practice of sin, when we make sin like a practice, disobedience to instructions, past instruction, present instructions, then unforgiveness. When you come into the place of prayer, you know that your brother has any hurt against you, leave it, make amend. Unbelief, then selfishness, then pride or self-dependence, and also dishonoring your spouse. Can we stand this morning?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,